Sharks on
Twitter and Mastodon.
And we will have the explainer happy Eclair High now on two pre-recorded experiments. At first, the Eclair High will take a look at rocket science. And now let's start. Hello, everybody. The Eclair High has relaxed for a year and brought new experiments for this talk on this stage. We are going to start with the space bubble sets. I will not open that for the first time now. I already opened that in the past, and you can see there's a little rocket inside, which fits the CCC topic. Four parts, one manual, which is very important. I will try to follow the manual this year. A pipette and a mixing stick, a small torch and color pastels. Put away the box and I'm fixing up the little rocket.
Put the Messbecher in.
Take the little cup. Mixing rods. Open up the manual. There are five experiments inside. Yes, five experiments. I will start with the first experiment now. Please, kids, only with your parents present. Please have your parents with you. Read the manual. First, we make a little bubble, colorful bubble rocket. I take a little color pastel. I decided to take the decorative red now. I take out the color pastel. I break it up in four little parts. Please, kids, ask your parents for help for this part. I'm very careful now with the knife. If the pastel allows now.
Oder das Cuttermesser.
Or the knife.
Also, das ist gerade.
Yeah, this is.
Hier steht in vielen kleinen Stücken. Ich mach gleich
ganz. The manual tells me lots of small parts, so I'm grinding it down. That's how you can see, like it breaks off and it falls straight into the mixing rod. I try to break another one into mixing rod. And to make sure it dissolves easier. I'm supposed to take 30 milliliters of cold water. I prepared cold water. I put that into the mixing rod here.
Der Farbstoff löst sich auch super auf.
The color is dissolving nicely. I'm adding a little bit of this color powder here.
Und dann rühren mit dem Rührstäbchen, bis das Wasser gleichmäßig eingefärbt ist. Ich nehme dafür
I mix it up until the color dissolve nicely into the water. I take one of these little sticks I have here. You can see the water is dying red. I'm trying to fully dissolve the little pestle. Now I'm gonna add the oil soon. That should suffice. Never place the used tool to the unused tools to avoid contamination of these. I just need some oil, just regular cooking oil. You can find that in a supermarket if they still have it available. I'm up to 90 milliliters, and you can see they are not properly mixing. As you can see, because the oil and water is not mixing, you can see the little bubbles from the oil. This is air. Now I'm supposed to add some soda pastilles.
Da kann man ganz normale, also in Anleitung steht Magnesium, Kalzium Tabletten.
The manual says like Magnesium, Magnesium or sodic vitamins. They all should work. I'm supposed to just drop it in there. At the tip, and you can see how the gas is streaming upwards. Now you can see the first bubbles going up. They are going up, they are white. Should be from the soda tablet, similar to a lava light. For an experiment, it should get closer to a lava lamp. In the next experiment, I'm trying to create to add lightning to the bubble rocket. And I have the little tin foil, the shiny side to the inside, and I'm going to try to add lightning from below. I prepared a little bit more than last year, and that's the torch that was delivered with the rocket. Oh, this is intense.
Und wie man sieht, das Leuchten ist jetzt nicht besonders stark. Deswegen haben wir im Vorhinein mehr Licht ausprobiert.
We tried more lighting.
Interessanterweise.
And it's not strong enough, the light there. I'm not sure if you see something, but no, it doesn't look like it. But it's nice to see the bubbles, how they go up and fall down. So they are going up, rising up, because they are full of gas. And it goes up to the oil. And after it's gone through the oil, it's getting heavier, and that makes it go down again. I'm gonna try a different light source. Let's see. It's a very bright place, that's why it's hard to make it light and shiny, but we can see how long we can see the bubbles for as long as the soda pastel is dissolving. And also what we can see is that the bubbles are grouping at the bottom. And they are staying there and waiting to be absorbed by the water again. It's very nice to look at.
Unfortunately,
the manual doesn't say how long this effect is supposed to last, so we're just going to wait before we're going to start the next experiment. So, you can add a little bit of lights from behind, but it's not making a real big difference. That's the problem if you're doing it out on the stage instead of at home, where it's just not as bright as a stage. If you want to try that at home, just need like a cylindrical container, a soda pastel, oil, water, and you can also use other ingredients, but I'm gonna go back to that later on. Now, I have red cabbage juice. In the instructions, you should take from a canned red cabbage. But that's not possible here, so I organized some yesterday already. And I have the instructions here now. I'm gonna do that again. Do this in my waste container. Now I'm adding 30 milliliters of my water. First, I'm going to use that to rinse it. Yeah, you can see there was still some residue, some remains left.
So. Dieser Becher hat natürlich dankbarerweise auch eine Maßskalierung dran.
This makes what has a scale, where you can see the amount of water. Now the manual reads, add a little bit of red cabbage juice. Can use the pipette that was delivered with the package.
Okay, das soll sich komplett verfärben.
So it's supposed to change all the color, entire water. So I'm just adding a little more.
Rotkohlsaft ist drin.
So we have red cabbage juice inside, and I have a little bit of oil. So I just took a small bottle because the price of oil increased a lot. Now we wait a very, very short moment until the air has dispersed up to the top. You can see the little bubbles. A little bit of knocking, tipping on the glass should help.
Und das nächste, also das Experiment werde ich jetzt aufgrund, weil ich auf einer Bühne stehe, ohne den Raketenwagen machen.
Because I'm on a stage, I will do it without the rocket base, in best hopes. Is the juice already changed color a little bit? And now if I add the soda pastel. Also the instructions read, I should turn off the lights in the room. And you can see now the cabbage juice that's usually more bluish is now changing colors to its red. And we can see there's a significant change in color. And we can see the cabbage juice is working as an indicator color to indicate acid, as you may have seen in your natural science classes. I could now add some basic solid there to change it back, but we can see the difference, and even in the German terms, in the Western parts, people tend to eat it more acidic and they call it red cabbage, while in other parts of Germany, where it's more, it's called blue cabbage.
Kann man sich dann auch zu Hause hinstellen und wenn man einfach kein Geld für eine echte Lavalampe ausgeben möchte, einfach das Experiment selber zu Hause nachmachen. Wie gesagt,
you can not buy a
Zutaten reichen dafür aus. Und
yeah, so if you don't want to spend money on a lava lamp, you can just set up this. It's very simple. Don't look at it. It's quite calming. Unfortunately, I don't know about the foam, but you can see quite big bubbles, just like a real lava lamp. It was actually one of the reasons why this experiment was selected. I always wanted to have a lava lamp. So the next thing I'll try is colorful jellyfish, but first I have to clean up a little. So we have to turn everything off that's turned on. I do need more color. Fortunately, I prepared something and I can split it some more. And I now successfully halved it for the next experiment. I have enough cold water left. Measuring cup, oil, water, everything. And we see it's calmed down, but the tablet is still going. For this next experiment, we do not need a soda tablet. And I will clean this a little with tap water. Dry it off a little. At home, I would suggest that if you do the experiment, to just throw away the solution. So best you use a little bit of detergent, because oil does not belong. So it does not belong into the drain, at least in Germany. It's not allowed to just put the oil down the drain. It should be disposed of properly. So it almost stopped. Let's see how the color will change in our bin. Let's add some water. Let's try to get it a bit cleaner. As mentioned, this bin will be added with detergent and hopefully the oil just dissolves. Otherwise, I will of course remove it properly, just where your parents will get rid of cooking oils and deep frying oil and fat. So when your parents deep fried, It will be disposed of, just as other bigger amounts of oil. But if it dissolves easily and completely, that's also fine. Now it's pretty much clean again. I prepared a color pastel. I will add 15 ml of water, milliliters. It was a bit much, but as I already said last year, you never put anything back. So I have additional cups to measure it properly. Okay, now it's 15 milliliters. And I add a little bit of the color powder.
Gleichmäßig, warte jetzt, bis sich das gleichmäßig aufgelöst.
Now I wait until it properly dissolved. And I didn't crush it beforehand, so I am swinging it for properly mixing it with circular movement to dissolve the color.
Dann fülle ich.
Then I fill. Additional water in there, so I add more water. 60 milliliters this time of cold water. So I measure it beforehand, maybe with a measuring cup with 60. I have 30 and 30, that should work. So that's 30 milliliters of water. And that's 30 milliliters of water.
Soll jetzt das Wasser.
Do I add that? I will add that slowly on top. Like this. And now I'm supposed to use a pipette. No, I'm supposed to add some oil, if I read it correctly. Up to the 90 milliliter mark.
Man sieht oben,
like this, you can see on top
that
the oil is not mixing, so it's separated.
Jetzt sieht man, Öl hat sich oben ab.
Now you can see that the oil is separated on the top and it's clear.
Und wenn ich jetzt die Ölschicht ein bisschen dicker mache,
and if I add some more oil, you can see it even better, and I can see it clearly. But I have limited technological options to show it, and then I'm using the pipette. And I'm supposed to take a bit of the color from below. Let's try that again. So I'm taking in colorful liquid, you can see that in the pipette. And I'm adding it carefully in the middle of the oil. And you can see these little bubbles forming. I can put in separate bubbles. Like this. And I'm supposed to wait until the bubbles burst. So I'm trying to add a lot of bubbles.
Und nach einer Weile, man sieht das schon.
And after a while, we can see how one by one the bubbles burst. The reason for that is that we have water and oil, and these two materials don't mix easily. So we have surface tension on the surface of the bubbles. So I'll leave it so you can observe it a little, and I'm preparing the next one, so I have to tidy up a bit. Because before any experiment you should tidy up your working surface properly, so nothing is in the way. And you have everything you need within easy reach for the experiment. And it's tidy, because otherwise it happens easy that you grab the wrong thing and it bubbles and explodes and other things happen that you don't want. So now I need the oil. I need sugar. I have two different forms. Normal crystalline sugar and powdered sugar. And for some experiments, powdered sugar is better because it dissolves more quickly. And I need tap water. A few pieces of paper. And I don't know what for yet. But I have some paper in front of me. Some detergent. It's best to use clear detergent, colorless detergent, without perfume. Just normal, clear, classical detergent. Some paprika powder. Some sweet and some spicy paprika powder might make a difference. And a small spoon.
Und soll jetzt das nächste Experiment machen. Hier sind jetzt alle Bläschen.
So all the bubbles in here, well, they pretty much disappear because they don't last long. So let's dispose all this.
Man sieht im Restbehälter.
We can see in the bin all the bubbles. This bin is the same experiment we just did, just bigger. And I hope that it all connects or dissolves if I add the detergent. And because this experiment needs a clean container, I use a towel and a bit of water, because the cup got quite oily. And that could influence our next experiment. And now I, of course, have to remove the detergent, the traces of detergent from the cup. I use a small piece of towel for that. You can use any kind of towel for that. Unfortunately, I just have this paper towel. And you can just clean it under the tap water. Or in the tap. Yeah. This time I'm supposed to have two different colors. So as contrast, I will choose blue.
Aus dem zweiten Päckchen.
From the second package.
Filmtab. Blättchen. Also, ich werde jetzt mal kurz die Packung öffnen.
I will open the package. And you're not supposed to eat it, not supposed to drink it, not put it in your eyes.
Also am besten vorsichtig damit umgehen.
So be careful with this. Don't lick it.
Zerteile die auch nochmal ganz vorsichtig.
So I'm splitting this carefully as well.
Das ist sehr lautes Zerteilen.
It's quite noisy. Ask your parents if they have a pill splitter or a tablet splitter, and if so, use that. Let's put it in here.
Habe jetzt gerade beide Farbtabletten zusammen, also zwei Teile von Farbtabletten.
So I have both color tablets ready, and now I add 15 milliliters of detergent in here, in this cup, and hopefully I can fill it more easily because I have this opening. Is it really 15 milliliters? Detergent into a measuring cup. Maybe not this cup. But it's not bad. So we do it somewhere else. You should always read it properly. So of course, we should have 15 milliliters in such a cup. Now the magic happens. Wouldn't be an experiment if I'm not on stage. So 14 milliliter in a measuring cup. You take the paper towel. And that takes up all the detergent, luckily. As mentioned at home, just use running tap water to clean it up. For this reason, read the whole instructions before you start experimenting. Because I'm missing time here on stage, I didn't do it that way. And you see where it leads. So I'm supposed to add 15 liters detergent to a measuring cup, add a bit of color. I'm doing that. I'm helping it dissolve a little. So now I'm creating red detergent.
Fifteen milliliters of dishwasher's liquid.
So, mein Becher ist wieder sauber.
My cup is clean again.
Das hier ist jetzt 15 Milliliter rotes Spülmittel und ein
15 Milliliters of dishwasher liquid and 1 tablespoon of sugar or teaspoon sugar.
Ungefähr.
Approximately. A bit of powdery sugar in the hopes that it dissolves better. That's more or less a generous teaspoon. And now I suppose to stir until I get a thick alien plasma, but I'm not sure how an alien plasma is supposed to look like. But I just keep stirring, and at the same time, I do the same amount of alien plasma in a different cup, in a different color. Then I'm gonna try with regular sugar. Maybe that makes a difference, not sure. The good part about the powdered sugar, it's very, very nicely and white, so you can see what has dissolved and what hasn't. And there we go. Again, 15 milliliters of dishwasher liquid.
Und das war keine blaue, sondern eine grüne Tablette.
That was not a blue, but a green tablet. I'll take a second stirring stick.
Mache grünes Alien Plasma.
Now I'm creating green alien plasma, and I can add the teaspoon of sugar. During Christmas, I did a lot of bacon, and therefore I have a very good gut feeling how much a teaspoon is, so I can just put it in there. And the crystalline sugar is harder to stir than the powdery sugar, and the powdery sugar is doing a great job at dissolving. Now, and I can confirm this is really something like alien plasma. Now I'm supposed to add 15 milliliters of cold water into the rocket cup. That was not ideal. If you can see foam, that means there's still soap inside. Therefore, you can do that at home to check your glasses are clean. If you add water and there's foam, you know there's still soap in there. So that's where we start again. And I'm gonna add oil to the 80 milliliter marking. I hope we still have enough oil in the bottle. Yeah, we have a nicely separated oil. I hope that's not tipping over now. I'm supposed to put this part on top of as a lid.
Das fungiert als Trichter, der hat mich hier oben ein Loch. Und werde jetzt beide Plasma.
That's a funnel.
Gleichzeitig auf die gegenüberliegende Seite in den Trichter einkippen. Steht so in der Anleitung.
And I will try to do that without the manual. I'm supposed to I just want to add the alien plasma into the cup.
Das jetzt. Warum das so ist, werde ich gleich zusammenfassen aus der Anleitung.
I'm gonna summarize later why this is. From the instructions manual.
Der Boden kommt gerade schon grün raus, weil ich eben
the bottom, it's already green. Because I was too slow by pouring in. And now you can see, and you can see a green string walking down, and the red one is following. I have a green red string that's slowly going through the oil layer, and that's stuck over the water. And this is because of the contained dishwasher detergent is is covered in the oil and can't dissolve into the water, and we added the sugar to make sure it's going down slowly into the water. We can see it's going slowly downwards.
Das geht jetzt so lange weiter, bis oben der Trichter leer ist oder ich noch was nachgekippt habe.
And that going on until the funnel is empty or until I stopped pouring in more alien plasma. There's another one you can add, paprika powder. So you could use the paprika powder here to color it, but I'm not going to do that because we are running out of time. And at home you can use whatever kind of colors you have. You can have watercolors. But you can see now the little string is turning red now, because I added it a little bit later and it's going in slower. Now, we basically emulated a lava lamp.
And
it's similar, even though it's not really one, because a lava lamp uses different principles. It uses heat. But this experiment shows how a lava lamp works in theory, and how oil and water keep separate unless you add dishwasher liquid.
Spülmittel reingebe?
If I add dishwashing liquid, I can stir it. If I find something nice to stir it. You can see the layers.
Wird sich nicht neu entstehen?
And the layer will not recreate, because the oil, the dishwashing liquid makes sure the water and the oil mix together. That's what I took out of my second most preferred series. And here we can see how it is still sinking downwards and taking in an interesting shape. That's how I picture the Mars, how it could look like there. And that takes us to the end of the experiment, and that's how I'm ending it.
Vielen Dank an den Erklärhai für diese erste.
Thank you, Erklärhai, for the first set of experiments. I'm thankful that I learned the difference of the blue cabbage and the red cabbage across the different regions, and I hope you will have fun recreating those experiments at home, because they can be recreated at home. After a little bit of change of our stage, we will have a new experiment with colors. We are looking forward to the next experiment, and now stage sets for the Erklärhai. Today I'm gonna...
So we'll do it a bit differently now, because we heat it up and we do not want it to cool down. And if you've seen my talk last year, you know how what I think of using hot plates and experiments. So I have a few cups and a mold, a form, some soap, instructions of course, and some soap I melted in hot water beforehand, some colorful powder, mixing, stirring rods. So we will take the color and one of these cups and put it in the cup. If you do it at home, be careful, it's hot. And you can easily burn your fingers. So better take a glove. I did it in this previous can, because it conducts heat quite well. And we are creating colored soap now. So I leave some soap in the can, and now I add some of the powder. At home, of course, you can first read the instructions and later heat up the soap. Here, because of the stage situation, it's not that simple. So I take some of this powder, add it to the soap, and with a wooden stirring stick, I mix it in and hope it all turns red. We can see how the powder dissolves quite nicely.
Man kann damit sehr, sehr lustige Sachen.
And with it you can do quite funny stuff. The experiment is called crystal soap. So with this experiment set, you can make your own soap in crystal form. I now colored it red. And because I'm fulfilling a wish here, I will first fill the round molds. I like them best. So I put in the red soap and here a little. And then I put some clear liquid on top. So we have a two-layered soap. A bit of soap isn't colored.
Man muss natürlich jetzt die ganze Zeit rühren, weil...
Of course, we have to keep stirring. Because I already notice how it firms up when it cools down. So I'll just fill all the molds. And as quickly as... As it's firming up right now, the experiment said I should leave some, or the instruction says I should leave some in here. Well, I have to leave it in because it firms up. Heating soap and remolding it, it's similar to wax. This is special soap. I tried normal washing soap, so this is a more crystalline soap, and the main difference is the glycerin soap. So this soap contains more glycerin than a normal soap, but I'm pretty sure you can just buy it. So this is, I tried it also with a curd soap, but Yeah, this is a glycerin soap, and I'm pretty sure you can buy it at a pharmacy or in the internet. So I'll be careful to get out the rest from our can. So it's glycerin or glycerol soap. And I'll be careful to add it as a second layer. Once I'm done with this, I will present the experiment.
Mal gucken, was ich alles nicht richtig gemacht habe.
So, let's see what I did wrong. So, as I mentioned, it looks like this at the beginning. Four of these pieces I already melted. So, it's glycerin or glycerol, water, sodium, sterol, polyglonol or something, sodium laurate, sulfate, and so on. So there's quite a few sodiums and sulfates, a bit of acid, some other chemicals that I won't name. And you should be able to buy it. And then in the set there's the mold and all you can see. And the experiments are separated in this set. So it's the preparation that I already did. You can also mix the colored powder with water. You don't have to directly put it in the soap. I mix it directly into the soap because it was easier time-wise. Then you start with melting the soap. You can do that in a water bath or in the microwave. I can recommend the water bath. We did test the microwave. You should take care and really have an eye on the experiment. So it's already firmed up. Theoretically, I could probably take it out if I can get it out. And then I can cut it into pieces. Theoretically. So I get pieces, but not a whole. So I'm supposed to later carve it. But right now, it's more like a dough. Or soft wax. It has a doughy consistency, so I let it firm up further. And if I get it out, you can carve out a crystal. Or you can just pour it into molds. And as I tried in here, you can try to combine combine the colored and the less or uncolored soap. Unfortunately, I didn't succeed in having a color gradient. And once it's cooled down more in a few seconds, we can try to carve a crystal. Probably I will succeed in this. Or you can just pour it into the mold. I did that. In the molds, you can also combine colors. Yeah, it's similar to pouring and molding wax. So people who are interested in having these liquids poured and casting, I would suggest they start with wax because it's easier. I try to remove the rest of the soap from the rim of the glass or the cup. Of course, if you create your own soap, you can add fragrances or dried flowers. Of course, it's not a crystalline soap anymore, but it's pretty as well. And it can be quite decorative in your guest bathroom or your own bathroom. And I'm just pushing it down a little. And with the famous test, I'm checking whether the water bath is still warm and try to maybe heat it up slightly so it pulls together or it shrinks down a little. But other than that, we can already see here that it's quite firm because it's not running anymore. So in 2 to 3 minutes I can demold them. Those three are completely in red, and with this one there's a non-colored point, a transparent one on top. I'm curious if we can see that properly. Here some bubbles came up. I should have been slower, maybe. I think I know why they said you need a butter knife to get it out. I'll try this wooden stick. To at least get the rim out so it can fall out later. So I'll try this wooden spatula. As long as it's soft, it's relatively easy to get in. And carefully separate it from the edge or the rim. Okay, I'll let it firm up some more. I think I'll get it out. These are firm now. I would start with the smallest and last one. They're not dripping anymore. We can see from the other side the beautiful molds. And now I hope that it was enough time to get the pieces of soap out of the mold. Without destroying the mold around them. They're in there quite firmly. And quite tightly. Hopefully it tightens up some more and shrinks down a little. So one piece of soap is out. There is some red color at the rim. It's a rather small piece of soap. Looks a bit like a crystal. There's a little bit of red colored soap in there. I can put that in my bathroom. Let's see if I can carve the rest into an interesting form, if I can get it out.
Interessant, ich kriege Kristallstücke daraus, also...
It's interesting, I'm getting pieces of crystal out. So the instructions were partly right. It's because also soap has a crystalline has crystalline properties and can take on crystalline forms and shapes. To get this out of here is a little more difficult.
Versuch's einfach mal mit.
I'm just trying with cutting it out. Actually, it's supposed to be easy. It should just fall out. Normally. And if something doesn't work with a lever, it works just with a hand. And so I'm getting more pieces of soap out. Maybe I'll just leave it in the cup and see if I can get it out more easily if it's completely firmed up. But those in the molds I want to get out to just show them.
Das hier ist so gut wie raus.
This one is almost out.
Ich löse es gerade mit dem Cutter vorsichtig vom Rand.
I'm slowly freeing it from the rim. I'm trying to dislodge it. I have a finished piece of soap out of this.
Mit einem Atomium oben drauf.
With an atomium on top of it.
Fertig.
Finished.
Okay,
great. It's pretty beautiful. I can see a bit of pressure point in there, but I think it's beautiful, and the others I will take out later. And then maybe present them, maybe not. Let's see how long it takes to completely firm up. That's it with this experiment. Molding soap is a bit more complex. Take your time, read the instructions. Maybe you'll have to remelt the soap and just try it again, and then the result should be good.
Thank you very much, little Claire-Hai, that you shared your happiness on experimenting with us. If you want to see more,